President Trump's tax returns remain hidden from the view of state prosecutors in New York, despite a federal judge's ruling yesterday that they must be handed over. The Trump administration appealed that decision, and an appeals court agreed to delay the handover. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
So just to remind people, unlike previous presidents, President Trump never showed the American people his tax returns, saying he's under audit.
Right.
There are two parallel attempts going on to get them, one from Congress and this one from the Manhattan District Attorney, who's investigating whether Trump broke the law when he made hush money payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal.
Yeah.
What did the judge rule yesterday, the one who said he's got to turn them over?
Right. This is about the hush money payments. The judge in the federal district court in Manhattan said that the president's efforts to shield his tax returns from state prosecutors by saying that he's immune to criminal investigation, the judge said, quote, that's repugnant to the nation's governmental structure and constitutional values. The point is that while the president does have, it's not really immunity from being indicted. It's a Department of Justice advisory letter that prevents a president from being indicted. He does not have immunity from investigation. There are many ways that can take place, but the president is claiming they don't have a right to do so. The judge said that's not true.
And then this appeals court ruling came that said, "Well, hold off. You don't have to turn these over yet." What happens now?
So that's expected. If I had a case against you and I got a judgment against you, you could almost always get a stay.
Right.
Pending an appeal, right? Once you're through with all appeals that no one will stay a judgment. But basically, the appeals court says it would hear more arguments about this later this month, and the enforcement of the subpoena to get the tax returns would be delayed until then. Now, even if Cyrus Vance, the Manhattan district attorney, gets the tax returns, it doesn't mean that they become public, because there are rules that govern the secrecy of either grand jury investigations or other sorts of investigations. And it's not clear that anything that Donald Trump will have done, as indicated by his tax returns, is in fact a crime. It would have to actually be a falsification of business records to commit to conceal another crime. So yet to know what happens when and if the DA actually gets the tax returns.
You think this will end up before the Supreme Court?
Hard to tell. This one has been dragging out for a long time. In fact, the congressional effort may, in fact, end up before the Supreme Court as well. But that takes a lot of time. Ultimately, Donald Trump has never been able to prove that he's under audit, but he seems to have been successful in fending off these efforts until now.
And this isn't just about the president's tax returns. It's
No.
sort of about the power of the presidency, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, it's very little to do with the tax returns. It's got to do with what the president can decide he or she can disclose, what they're compelled to disclose, and whether or not, if you're investigating misdeeds by the president, either criminal or political, whether you can get these kinds of documents. It's got very little to do with taxes. It'd be interesting to see the president's tax returns, but from an investigative perspective, it's where some of the president's money came from and what authority either Congress or the courts have to figure that out.
It would also give whoever gets to see the tax returns an idea of whether President Trump is really worth as much money as he says he is.
And many people say that might be the motivating factor for President Trump not wanting to see people to see his tax returns.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.